Newstalk 1400's coverage of the general, excuse me, not the general, the primary election tonight on this March 20th of 2018. Scott Beatty and Michael Kaiser here with you. We just got some early returns into tabulation, and close to 10,000 early voters in Champaign County, Michael Kaiser. But it's important to note that they don't all vote in the same races in a primary.
Yeah, you got to pick up a Republican ballot or a Democratic ballot when you go to the polls, when you go to vote, and you've got to announce what party you're voting for. And so that's where the difference comes in this case, where, you know, we only had like 3,200 votes or something like that for the Champaign County Clerk's Office. Well, that's a Republican race, so people have to pick up a Republican ballot to vote for those. And Gordy could explain that much better than me.
Speaking of, he is with our Tim Dittman at the Brookings Administrative Center. Out to Tim Dittman.
All right, thank you, guys. I have Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton with me. We just saw the release of about 9,800 or so results, for lack of a better term. So again, just recap for us, what are we looking at here?
So these are the ballots that were cast prior to Election Day. They're primarily early votes and votes that were cast by mail, but they also include military and overseas ballots, some nursing home voters, some incapacitated voters. So this was a result of the big push that we made and the big response that we got from voters for voting prior to Election Day.
Yep. You expected around 5,000 early votes. You got about double that. And we also saw a big Democrat turnout, which in these off-presidential year elections, it's usually the other way around. So let's start with the first part. Number one, why did we see so much early voting this go around?
I think primarily it was because so many people voted early and voted by mail for the big presidential election we had in 2016. We had 40,000 people vote early then, or vote early and vote by mail then. I think all of our research shows that once somebody votes early or votes by mail for the first time, they very rarely go back to voting on Election Day. I think for this election, that was compounded by the fact that we had spring break for many of our area school districts, plus the U of I. Lots of people out of town. Hey, I tried early voting or voting by mail last time.
They liked it.
It's very convenient. They have choices of locations. And so, you know, I think that's a result of people getting used to it, and our office promotes it very heavily. We try to make it as easy as possible for people to vote early and vote by mail.
And Democratic turnout versus Republican turnout in early voting, what stood out to you there?
We had way more Democratic ballots than we did Republican ballots, which is not typical for this primary election on the whole. We'll have to see what happens today in terms of Election Day votes to see if the Republicans catch up or pass the Democrats, or if this means that the races on the Democratic side brought more voters out than the ones on the Republican side.
Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton with us. Let's talk about today. How did things go? Let's start with turnout at polling places. It seems like there weren't many lines anywhere, if any lines at all.
Yeah. You know, if we had 10,000 votes cast prior to Election Day, for a typical election like this, we'll get between 25,000 and 30,000, or maybe between 20,000 and 25,000 on the conservative side, which means we might only get 10,000 or 15,000 Election Day ballots cast. That's not the kind of turnout that creates lines. Everything went very smoothly in terms of processing voters. We had some tabulator issues where a tabulator would go down, but we, you know, had election judges who were well-trained, used their emergency bins. Voters could continue to vote, and then we replaced the tabulator or revived the tabulator, and the election judges can tabulate those ballots at the end of the night.
Turnout on campus with the students gone, what did you see there today?
I didn't go to campus today.
I
try to use these lower turnout elections to spend as much time as I can on the far outlying polling places that I can't get to when there are heavy turnouts. So I was in Stanton and Rantoul and Muhammad and Fisher and sort of made a big perimeter around the county.
The Illini Union, based on what we have heard, though, was a popular early voting site.
It was a tremendously popular early voting location. But I would also like to note that despite, you know, sort of the manufactured controversy around it being the only early voting location on campus, it was very well received. We handled the increased voter load there very capably. There was never a line for more than a few minutes for any voter, despite the fact that about 1,300 people voted there, which was significantly higher than the turnout was 4 years ago. So we had been asked for additional early voting locations, and what we said was the Union is the best location because it's central and everybody knows where it is, and we will have enough resources there to handle the voters who come out for this election. And we, right now, the data looks like we made the correct decision.
Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton with us. You are on the ballot today for a brand new office. You are unopposed in the primary. Does that change the way you do today or you go about your business today?
No, honestly, I really think, to answer your question, you know, with a political answer, I think the best thing that I can do to demonstrate that I'm capable of doing the job I'm asking for is to do a good job at the job I have now. And so we've been very focused in our office for the last six or eight months to get ready for this election, to implement the changes that we were planning to make, and to try and get a feel for what turnout was going to be like. We are very good in our office about learning from things that we've not maybe handled perfectly in the past, from taking lessons, moving forward and adapting and moving forward. And we talk a lot in our office about providing great service. We have an incredible team with fantastic election judges, wonderful staff, and they work really hard to make sure that they provide great customer service to our voters. And I hope that's what our voters felt like they got today.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, the office we're referring to is county executive. You're unopposed on the Republican side. Darlene Kleppel unopposed on the Democratic side. So that will be the matchup in November. Looking forward from now to the end of the night, I know write-ins are one big thing that your team is going to have to deal with tonight. How is that process going to go?
Honestly, we're not going to spend a lot of time dealing with write-ins tonight. In recent years, we have gone away from trying to scramble with everybody exhausted to try and compile write-in votes. After the polls close, we have between 2 and 3 weeks to make our results official, and write-in votes we usually do on tomorrow or Thursday. So we will post write-in results to our website then. They're a little more complicated because the election day write-in results have to be tabulated by the election judges by hand at the polling place. But all of our early voting write-in votes are actually captured on the memory stick that stores the results when the vote is cast. And so we can read those on a computer screen with teams of election judges. So we just do all of that tomorrow and Thursday, and we'll get those results posted when we can.
7:18 now, when might we expect another batch of results?
When the election judges start bringing us precincts. I said, they've got to count write-in votes by hand. We had write-in votes in every precinct in the county. So it may be a slower night tonight, despite lower turnout. Our speed of doing this is sort of irrelevant to us. We want to be fast, but we want to be right first. And if we can be right and fast, we'll be right and fast.
And before I let you go, let's give a shout out to those election judges. Ballpark, how many do you have out there today?
About 475 out there today.
And they're doing all kinds of stuff,
evenly split between Republicans and Democrats. They got to the polling places at 5 o'clock in the morning. They are still there now. We pay them, so they're not entirely volunteers, but they do this out of a spirit of service. And we are so eternally grateful for the work that they do. And I'm so proud that they trust our office and our systems well enough that they show up and put their reputations on the line and administer elections for our voters. So.
And tonight, how many hours of sleep will you get?
Well, it depends on when we get done, first of all. I got almost no sleep last night because I just toss and turn the night before an election for the most part. So I'm really tired. I'm going to get a cup of coffee when I get off the air with you, and I'm going to wait for results just like everybody else.
And we'll be waiting as well. Gordy, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton, guys, back to you.